www.thebigfatpig.com.
Elections officially, lots of people already hitting up in early voting. Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Big shout out to all the nooks and crannies. Do you have a clear choice yet? That is the theme of the Romney-Ryan campaign. They say we're not going to spend 4 years blaming others. We will take responsibility, a clear choice. But do we have a clear choice here in America? As there is this huge group of people claiming to be undecided, and people who find themselves with one foot in one camp and one foot in the other, where will they eventually land? That's what the Democrats and the Republicans are trying to find out. The third debate came and went in Boca Raton, Florida. Much different than the first two, I think. Foreign policy was on the menu, although certainly there were side dishes, as Romney was able to spin it a couple of times to the economy, which is what he should have done if I was a Republican strategist. That's the message. That's the theme. So that's where he's going to try to take it. And Obama just came out pretty aggressive and took a few swings here and there. So much different than the Obama of the first debate, where he was clearly knocked down, but he got up and the Democrats find themselves on the defensive a little bit because they expected, I think, a much easier time of it. In the end, it is about the win. You know, winning isn't everything. It's the only thing because one person standing and the other one is gone. So is it 4 more years of Obama? And will those 4 years make a difference, as he's saying, give me some more time? Or will it be 4 more years in a different direction? And remember, the election is also right now happening in your town. There are huge local issues that are on ballots all over the place, from making marijuana legal to medicinal marijuana to bond issues, funding things, all that kind of stuff. And then plus, back on the national front, the legislative body. What's happening on the Hill? The people who you and I elect to represent us. I always say this is so true. I grew up in Philly, outside of Philly. And how many times did I walk by Independence Hall? Probably 1,000. Seriously, probably 1,000, because I went to school at one point every day. I was going back and forth past it. And I would always think to myself, the history really resonated with me. And I would think, wow, can you just imagine what this was like and what the founding fathers went through to make all the things happen and work in our government to the best that they could. And the idea of the Declaration of Independence, and never forget this, is we the people, it's our government, it's our money, it's our taxes, who we elect. You're electing people to represent you, for goodness sake. So really think about that when you go and vote for Congress, for Senate, because it's going to have an impact on you, on your wallet, on what happens in your area. To be sure. So it's not just about the presidential race, although so much of the focus is there. It always is whenever we're talking a presidential year. But don't forget the importance of all the other things that you're going to be voting on when you go to vote. Maybe you already have voted. A lot of people are doing the early vote thing because they're in the neighborhood. They're thinking about it. They're thinking about long lines and that kind of stuff. So the way to get around that and to make sure you vote is to vote early, and that's happening. In at least a dozen states, they've got early voting going on, and a lot of people are opting for that. They think maybe it could be up to 40%. So the themes in this last debate were all over the place, even though it was supposed to be about foreign policy. Here's one snippet on military spending.
Our Navy is smaller now than any time since 1917.
The Navy said they needed 313 ships to carry out their mission. We're now down to 285. We're headed down to the low 200s if we go through with sequestration. That's unacceptable to me. I want to make sure that we have the ships that are required by our Navy. Our Air Force is older and smaller than any time since it was founded in 1947. We've changed for the first time since FDR. We've always had the strategy of saying we could fight in two conflicts at once. Now we're changing to one conflict. Look, this, in my view, is the highest responsibility of the President of the United States, which is to maintain the safety of the American people. And I will not cut our military budget by $1 trillion, which is the combination of the budget cuts that the President has, as well as the sequestration cuts. That, in my view, is making our future less certain and less secure.
Bob, I just need to comment on this. First of all, the sequester is not something that I propose. It's something that Congress has proposed. It will not happen. The budget that we're talking about is not reducing our military spending. It's maintaining it. But I think Governor Romney maybe hasn't spent enough time looking at how our military works. You mentioned the Navy, for example, and that we have fewer ships than we did in 1916. Well, Governor, we also have fewer horses and bayonets because the nature of our military has changed. We have these things called aircraft carriers where planes land on them. We have these ships that go underwater, nuclear submarines. And so the question is not a game of battleship where we're counting ships.
All right, so you heard the sarcasm there from the president. That was one of his many zingers. Ultimately, what will the TV ratings be for this one? Could be big. Last time around, the first debate, actually, it was 67.2 million, went down to 64 for the second one. How many watched the third? People who are sports fans that tuned into Monday Night Football, wasn't much to see there. Chicago knocking off Detroit. And for the Game 7, which a lot of us were excited about, Giants and St. Louis, it was a blowout almost from the get-go once again for the Giants as they now move on to the World Series against Detroit. So more people might have been watching this. There were some key moments. The key moments were the elements of, I think, the Middle East, also talking about the Middle East, Iran specifically, and what the policy would be with Iran and Israel and where we're headed with our policies on national security. So in the end, to me, I would call it a draw. There were big moments for Romney. Romney did what he had to do. Was he presidential? Could you picture him in the Oval Office? I think so, yeah. Did he seem calm and collected? Yes. Did he talk about working a bunch with Democrats, working to make things happen when he was governor? He brought that point up, and he did the key thing of bringing it back to the economy. Obama was fine because after the first debate, he admittedly stumbled. It was a rough, rough, rough time for him. So he was able to come back in the second. And he was able to come back in the third debate. This is why we really, truly, and I believe this, have a horse race here. I mean, that's what we have. So the third and final presidential debate in a battleground state, Florida, focusing on foreign policy. There were some jabs, including the one you just heard, but I don't know that it's going to make that much difference for people who are going to vote in the next 2 weeks. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Nothing to do with politics, but first let's go to Pete in Texas. We're reaching out. Yo, Pete, what's happening?
Oh, well, I just was laying here thinking, and there's my old adage that says, he who controls the ocean controls the world. And we are definitely out of control with 200 boats.
He who controls the ocean. The ocean is how much water do we have on this planet? The ocean makes up a big chunk of what we're talking about.
Yeah. And you know, let's get back in control.
All right, so beef up that Navy. That's what Pete's saying. But Pete, the interesting thing is this. Honestly, you have to decide where do you stand with the military. I think we have to have a strong military without a doubt, because that's why we've had the presence that we've had. If nothing else, there's the threat that we know we can cream you. So cut it out. What it is.
We can be anywhere and everywhere.
Yes. Yeah.
And we can call it peace because that would be our sovereign land.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Right.
All right. I think that's what he was getting at.
Yes, I do too. Actually, good point, Pete. A very, very good point. As somebody who, my family, almost all my family served in the Navy, not everyone, but the majority, I can tell you lots about ships. I've been on all kinds of aircraft carriers and whatnot, and I've said this before, and for those who don't know, you want to get on an aircraft carrier, I'm telling you, go to New York. You will have the ride of your life if you go on the aircraft carrier there that is loaded now, even with the shuttle. And the Intrepid is an amazing thing to see. But you get a sense of the expanse of an aircraft carrier and the kind of planes and whatnot attached to a carrier, and how quickly we can maneuver and be somewhere and, you know, get up in the air. Well, it's just a matter of deciding, and Obama spelled that out, saying, you know, where we are compared to other countries, and you can look up this information. It's easy to find out. The bottom line is, if you keep trimming too much, when the point was made by Mitt Romney about Leon Panetta, the Secretary of Defense, saying, you know, we cannot do this, we cannot be exposed this way. There's a reason Panetta said that, because he knows as he trims that budget off, yes, there are drones, yes, warfare has changed, but there are still some things like the body of water that exist, with the land masses being so much smaller than the overall size of the oceans that we're talking about. You still have to have a presence in the ocean. You do. You have to have a big presence. So you can't completely, as much as you can make a joke of it, you can't completely not amass more ships. China just got their first aircraft carrier, and for a good reason, because they realize that they have to have mobility. They have to be able to send planes off at a moment's notice wherever they happen to be and where they're scrambling. How about this for your daily salute? Nothing to do with politics, or maybe politics of a different sort, we'll say. But, you know, the whole full-body airport scanners, we talked about that here, and a lot of you disagreed with me. As somebody who's flown a lot, I've talked to people about the radiation thing, and there's a lot of concern over that. So guess what? They're taking the full-body scanners out of LaGuardia and JFK and other terminals. In fact, they're going to take them all out. It was just 2 years ago when the machines were starting to be installed at some of the airports. The TSA, you know, there are 250 full-body scanners at 37 airports, and so the TSA is saying that they're pulling them. And I'm going to say that's a daily salute, bravo, because do we need the exposure to radiation? The answer is no. So there you go, TSA. Something I finally agree with. I mean, I hate to beat them up, you know, Homeland Security and all that. All that wasted money. But the amount of radiation, a lot of people travel a lot, and over the long term, it can be massively dangerous. And also, it'll speed up the security lines. I've gone through them once in Dallas. I tried to get around it, and it became such a big hassle, and I had no choice. So instead of going the other route, I couldn't do it. I was going to miss a plane. And I thought, wow, if you had to do this every single time, at what cost to your health, too? And not only was it very, very slow, so the machines cost $160,000. But here's the deal. An ex-Homeland Security director got pretty wealthy off of recommendations for the full-body scanners, because they already bought them and had them out there. And now, naturally, they're taking them back. Instead, they've got different machines that don't emit that kind of radiation. So the idea of putting your hands above your head, standing there while the thing spins around, you're not going to have to worry about that, because they're pulling them. And that should happen in the next couple of weeks. And once they're pulled, that question, at least for a while, is temporarily shelved over how much of the TSA be able to jump in. And, you know, my last word on the TSA is this. If we were really serious about security, then we'd have to pay more for security, and we'd get those ex-detectives, those ex-cops, those people who know what they're looking for in human behavior. They'd be able to watch the human behavior, and that's where you're going to catch somebody in the net, where you know something is wrong, where you can watch and you can see it. That's how you're going to catch people. And having the better people on the line, not just people that read an advertisement on the back of a pizza box in Washington, D.C., for goodness sakes. I mean, come on, give me a break. All right, it's always fun to hear the headlines. I'm going to give you a couple of quick ones after a debate. From the New York Post, BAM bombs Romney. It says, challenger stands his ground in final debate. Forget diplomacy. Obama was dropping the bombs in his final debate against Mitt Romney with the race on the line and polls shifting against him. He delivered the best that he knew how. That's what they're saying in the New York Post. Another popular newspaper, if we go to the complete opposite side of the country, checking out the Los Angeles Times. The Los Angeles Times, because everybody's going to have this above the fold. This is going to be the top story, even despite what might be happening locally. The Los Angeles Times headline says this: Obama reverses roles, comes out swinging, and says the final debate featured an unusual reversal of strategy. Obama adopted the typical challenger stance of underscoring differences while Romney repeatedly sought to mute them. I thought that was pretty interesting. And they then go on to talk about Detroit was key dispute in the debate. The auto industry bailout was the source of contention, because, you know, they go back and forth certainly on that. And it's the headlines, interesting to see the difference and see the difference in how that was presented from the New York paper, which is a little more conservative, to the Los Angeles paper, which would probably be known as a more liberal newspaper. And that's how they saw it. So I guess it's really on your point of view, which isn't that always what we talk about here on the show. It depends on your point of view when you look at the paper, what you're thinking, what you saw in the debate, and what these reporters who were dispatched out saw in some of the conversation, which that's part of the filter of the reporter, the back and forth with some of the people that are also covering it. The Washington Post said Obama keeps Romney on his... And then the final debates, winners and losers, and then lays out some of the key points that were made in the third debate. Can't wait to see ultimately how many people watched it. I bet there was still quite a number of people who saw the final debate. 14 days is a long time. A couple of things can happen in between, like gasoline is supposed to drop another 50 cents. What a difference that might make for some people when they go to vote. And we'll see what some of these earning reports that come out and other things dealing with the economy. Those are your real litmus tests along the way. And we'll see what they read in the next 14 days. Hopefully you're out there voting, and bravo to you if you are. Remember, your vote can make a difference.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you want to throw in your 2 cents, feel free. Your chance to vent or celebrate what you heard. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. By the way, the other state where there is no state income tax is Nevada. Boy, I should have known that. I used to live there, and I remember it well. You did not have to pay state income tax. What a drag. I've lived in California and New York, the two bookends. Great places to live, worst place economically, however, because of how you were taxed from every direction. Every direction. California was awesome. You had mountains, you had beautiful beaches, there was tons to do. It was great. I mean, the great outdoors. And New York, lots of history, a lot of free things in the city, a lot of things to see and do, same thing. But you got taxed beyond belief. You look at your check and you'd be like, what, are you kidding me? Was this a joke? So if you do move to either one of those states, make sure you negotiate an extra amount of money on top of whatever it is you're getting, because you'll need it. The taxes are crazy there. And, of course, the cost of living is much, much higher. We always invite people to do the snail mail thing. Send us your thoughts by going to americatonight.net and clicking on contact. And of all the places I've ever been, I have never, ever seen so much email. And it's just terrific because so much thought goes into the emails that you send. Or if we have something that, boom, happens, like one of the debates, people respond right away. You know, you see that with Twitter. Some of the tweets were interesting, I think, for this last debate. And we'll talk about that, too, by the way. But without further ado, let's check the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Yes, indeed, we do have mail. And here, let's take our first one. This one from Big Al. Big Al says, Kate, long time no talk. I have to tell you that I've been very, very busy. Sorry about that. I have been listening to the show when I can. I did watch all three debates, or at least the majority of them. I can't say I watched all 90 minutes extra of what was being said in all three of them. However, I would score it this way if I were trying to assign some kind of a grade. I think in the first debate, clearly Obama gets an F. He knows it. He knows that he was stumbling all over the place and couldn't summarize anything that he was talking about. In the second debate, he came out swinging, and I would give him probably a B. And in the third debate, maybe a B or a C. The bottom line is the country, no matter what, is so ready for a change. Whether it's his bum luck or he was terrible at the job, I do not see Barack Obama continuing as president of the United States. And I will tell you that quite often in my lifetime, I have voted for Democrats. Yours, I'll keep listening. Zach Orient says, Hello, America. Tonight, I'm watching the debate right now, and I feel compelled to send you this email before the whole thing is over. I'm getting a laugh at some of these crazy things that are being said, but I don't think we're learning anything new, and this constant agreeing is just ridiculous. I thought in debates, you're supposed to debate the question. You're supposed to get X amount of time to do it and then maybe respond or have a rebuttal. It seems to me that all of these moderators are off track in doing the debates. Isn't there somebody who knows how to run a debate in this country other than another TV talking head? I think that this debate was perhaps most boring of all three. And I have to tell you, my vote goes for Obama, although I'm not crazy about him. I don't like the alternative of Romney. All right, so talking about the people who have moderated the debates, Martha Raddatz had the first one, Candy Crowley had the second one, and now Bob Schieffer with the third one. I like Bob Schieffer. I think of all three, I think he kept it on track as much as he could. This is the deal. They're fighting for air, and especially after the first one, when Obama was so off the rails, then that's what it was. Every single time, the next two were going to be Obama just coming out swinging and coming back and being aggressive throughout the rest of the debates that were left. And it does seem like there was a little lack of control, but of all three, I think Schieffer had the most control, especially the second one. They were all over the place with the second one. There's so much of the crazy interrupting and whatever that it would made it difficult to hear some of the things, some of the points that were being made. But that was for effect, certainly, too. Just like in the worst, though, of all of them, all four debates, was the Biden-Ryan one with the interrupting there. A lot of my Democratic friends say, oh, Biden just killed Ryan. That's why he was interrupting him, because he was so ridiculous. He was pouncing on him. But I thought you couldn't even hear the answer. So what sense does that make? I don't think it was about pouncing. This one from Justin. Yo, Kate, what's shaking? What's happening in your neck of the woods, as you say? I can tell you, in my neck of the woods, people are furious. They will not vote for Obama, even the Democrats I know. I will tell you, I'm a lifelong Republican. Nothing against Obama. I just think he was a lousy president. He's showing us nothing in these debates. Why would anyone vote for him? Obamacare is going to destroy all of us. It costs way too much money. It's going to cost all of us that much more in the end. What are we getting with this guy? He said hope and change, but it's anything but. We're all going to have, you know what, a pot, as they say, and you can fill in the blanks. That's pretty much where we all stand at this point. How can you not vote for Romney? Even if we're rolling the dice, we might as well try something new versus the thing that we have that's simply not working. I'll keep listening. All right, thanks for the note. The theme here is the common theme. Where are we going? Was this president effective? Is it change just because I'll take the change versus what I have right now? This is the same. It's the same theme that we hear over and over again. And it's not just the theme here on Little Old America Tonight. It's across the nation when you flip on any talk radio show. Now, even if you wanted to call it a more liberal counterpart, even some of the talk show hosts on NPR, when they actually have callers that come on some of the shows, you listen to what they're saying, and even if they're defending the president, saying they hate Romney, that he's not the guy, people are definitely beyond frustrated. However, if you want to look to the demise of what's happened, we can go back to banks too big to fail, for one. But then we can look at the stimulus, and that was flawed from the beginning. The cash for clunkers was a clunker, and there wasn't anything, if we were going to use the government, there wasn't anything that could really jumpstart the economy. The defense of Obama is this is the bag that he was handed, because it was already on a downward spiral, and this is what he had to dig his way out of. So imagine what the next 4 years are going to be like. The other side of that is, it doesn't matter, the buck stops with you. Once you run for president, you become president, all excuses are off the table, which is why this becomes a neck and neck race with Mitt Romney, because Mitt Romney is gaining some steam when it really, really could pay off for him because of the frustrations of so many people across the country of where they are and where they're headed and what's going to happen with taxes and a myriad of things that we have no idea where we're going. All right, Jim is listening to us from WVMT in Vermont. Jim says, from the start, this was never about foreign policy. You called it Cato, and it wasn't. Romney certainly tried to turn it into an economy debate. I have to say, when you talk about the fact that you don't believe very many people are undecided, I am one of those undecided people, not because I'm stupid, but because I'm really concerned about both guys. Pretty much they're one and the same if you break down some of the policies. And my biggest problem is, can we really have either one of these guys in the White House? And the answer is, they wouldn't be my choice any day, any day. So why do I want to go and vote for either one of them? However, I've always voted my entire life. And I would feel very uncomfortable not doing so, but I feel very uncomfortable right now voting for either one of them. So that makes me an undecided guy who is not sitting around in my undershirt and drinking beer all day long. Just so you know, I'm a college professor. Wow. All right, so there are people that are undecided that might not fall under the label we would necessarily give them as to why are they undecided at this point and they have no idea who they're voting for. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Hang with us, everybody.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Did you know FedEx is going to add 20,000 seasonal workers? Feel like hauling packages? Do you know they time the people that work for them? If you get a full-time job with FedEx, it's the same thing, I want to say, with UPS. It's all about time, baby. How fast can you get that package to the door? The volume is going to be up 13%, so somebody's doing well, right? They're talking about e-commerce and last-minute orders and how it means there's going to be more deliveries. FedEx ships fast, so that means people are going to ship fast. 280 million shipments during the holidays between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Are you kidding me? 280 million. Whoo, that's a lot. So Toys R Us, the Walmarts, the Macy's, a lot of stuff comes from, I think, from those places. But, you know, across the board. Across the board. That is a lot of things being shipped. And so thank goodness at least some people who can't find a job maybe get some temporary pay anyway. It's terrible where we're headed economically and how many people are feeling that terrible, overwhelming sense of disbelief. That's what it is, disbelief for people who can't find a job. Stephen Colbert, you know him. He has his own TV show. He has that very dry sense of humor. He launched an October surprise with a 776,000 super PAC. Yep. Remember the super PAC started? That's how much they have left in the account. So how about that? This is a Comedy Central guy. How is he going to spend the money? Remember he started the Better Tomorrow Political Action Committee back in June, and he was highlighting the influence of the super PACs raising unlimited amount of money, and apparently he did it, almost $1 million. So that would buy you about a week's worth of TV ads in, let's say, Cleveland, which is a key area in Ohio, one of the battleground states. What are they going to do with the money? That money was reported in the most recent FEC, because you have to file it, FEC filing for the period ending September 30th. It's got to be funny when you're making jokes and you raise money like that. So Colbert's Super PAC is represented by a serious Washington firm. So it's all on the up and up. They've raised the money, but now where does the money go? This is one where we want to follow the money. We want to follow the money because I want to see what ultimately happens with it. Because you would assume with Colbert, as he is mocking, he's really doing almost a Bill O'Reilly, but mocking he's mocking the process and politics. But he certainly is mocking the Republicans probably a tad more. So could he actually dump money into a super PAC that would be used to elect Barack Obama or somebody else in the Democratic Party? You would think that maybe not. Maybe that's not what he would want to do. Maybe he just sits there for now. Might just sit there. $10,000, that's what's being offered for a missing New Jersey girl. Boy, it seems like we've had a lot of young girls go missing lately, and I always hate to hear the outcomes of those stories. As any good detective will tell you, within 24 hours, it starts to get really, the hope starts to really crash down and reality sets in that this is not looking good. So here you have a 12-year-old girl, Autumn Pasquale. She's going to be 13 next week. The last time they saw her was at 12:30 in the afternoon on Saturday. And she was seen on her bike. She was riding her bike around away from her house. And she was expected to come back, and she didn't come back. And this is, she's from a place in South Jersey, kind of where I grew up in that area. Very, very sad. They say she doesn't miss her curfews and touches base with her family if she was going to be late, if something crazy came up, but she did not do that. 400 people are combing areas all over the place trying to search for her. She was last seen on a bike near Clayton, is what they're saying. Man, that's just awful. It's got to be the worst news that a parent can get. They think that, they think that their kids are safe. They're riding their bike around. They pay attention to when they're supposed to be home. And then you don't get, they're not home, they're not home, they're not home, they're not home. It has to be a very panicky feeling, I would say. And you've got to feel for her parents. Oof. Reminds me of the whole start of the milk carton thing. Remember the milk carton and the missing kids? I wonder how many, and we should find that out. I'll find that out. How many kids on those milk cartons have ever been found, and how many have not been found. How many have not? How about this picture of this World War II vet, 93 years old, casting ballots in Hawaii, and they say that this this photograph has really so many people talking and winning them over. What it is it might be his last ballot. And the photo is Frank Tanabe lying in a hospital bed at his house. His daughter helps him fill out his absentee ballot. He's 93. And so about 500,000 people plus saw his picture on a website after his grandson posted it there. And it's become one of the most popular things on one of the social media networks. And the top of it said true patriotism. And, you know, people would say, thank you, citizen, thank you so much, and all this kind of stuff. And how about that? Because he was determined to vote regardless, no matter how sick he was or any of that kind of stuff. He's got inoperable cancer tumor in his liver. He came up with that 2 months ago. So he's been in hospice for the past 3 weeks at his daughter's house, and he's deteriorating, but not so much that he couldn't fill out the ballot. So how about that? I think that's a cool story. I would have to agree. See, this is the thing. We complain about our options, right? We complain about our options, but you still need to vote, and that's what the deal is, because nobody is stuffing the ballot box. We could argue about the process. We could argue about, boy, we really need a no-labels third party, whatever. But, man, we live in a free country with free speech and the ability to vote how we want to vote. All right, Stacy in Mississippi, we got only a couple minutes left. You have the last word. Go ahead.
All right, you got to get off the radio. We can talk. All due respect, just joking. Anyway, you're undecided, you say. Well, think about this. What's Obama done for you? What's he done against America? I'm talking about our troops. I'm talking about everything else. It just goes on and on. We ain't got no time to get into it. And I said that I had about 24 people I knew for sure. I know for sure I got 10 or 12 more people that's going. I've always been a Democrat myself. Obama changed my mind. I'm going to get is mainly against him. I ain't saying we'll never vote Democrat again. I might. It's the right person for the right job. And it's not Obama. Obama's got to go regardless. And you talking about tax. Yes, Mississippi, we do pay. Believe me, I got
it. Oh, Stacy, I feel you. I've lived in those states before. Thanks, Stacy, saying undecided. Yeah, I still don't understand undecideds, but you heard me read one of the mail, one of the notes that I got about being undecided. So apparently, you know, there are people out there that are undecided that want to say, hey, I'm not a dummy. I'm just not sure where we're headed. Think about it. You can send me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.